Now, my boy, so that you may understand time and its peculiarities better, let us compare your age with the corresponding age of a being existing on the planet Earth. And for this comparison, we must take the same standard unit of time that objective science uses for such calculations. Bear in mind, first of all, that objective science has established, according to data about which you will learn later, when I have specially explained to you the fundamental laws of world creation and world existence, that all normal three-brain beings, and among them, of course, those arising on our planet, Caritas, sense the sacred ego, kula, Narnian action by which they evaluate time 49 times more slowly than it is sensed by the sacred individuals dwelling on the most holy sun, absolute. Consequently, the process of the flow of time is 49 times quicker for the three-brain beings of our Caritas than for the beings on the sun absolute, and this is the speed at which it also should flow for those breeding on the planet Earth. Moreover, it is calculated that during the period of time in which the sun Samos completes its movement of closest approach to the sun Silas, the period considered as 1 year on our Caritas, the planet Earth completes 389 revolutions around its sun orbs. It follows from this that our year, according to the conventionally objective calculation of time, is 389 times longer than the period which your favorites consider a year. You will surely be interested to know that these calculations were given to us in part by the great arch-engineer of the universe, his measurability, the archangel Algamatant. May he be perfected unto the holy Anclad. He explained them to me when, on the occasion of the first misfortune to the planet Earth, he came to the planet Mars as one of the sacred members of the third most high commission. And further calculations were given me by the captain of the trans-space ship Omnipresent, with whom I had several friendly talks on my journey home from exile. Now you should note that you, as a three-brain being who arose on the planet Caritas, are at present only a 12-year-old boy, and with regard to being and reason, exactly like a boy of 12 on the planet Earth, who is still unformed and not yet aware of himself, an age all three-brain beings there live through, in the process of growing up to the being of a responsible being. All the features of your whole psyche, your character, temperament, and inclinations, in short, all the particularities of your psyche that are manifested outwardly, are exactly the same as those of an immature, still pliant, three-brain being there at the age of 12. And so, from all I've just said, it follows that although, according to our calculation of time, you're only a boy of 12, not yet formed and not yet aware of himself, like any boy of that age on the planet Earth, nevertheless, according to the calculations based upon the subjective understanding of your favorites and their being sensations of the flow of time, you have already existed not 12, but all of 4,668 years. Thanks to all I've said, you will have material for clarifying certain factors that later were the cause of the gradual diminishing of the average normal length of their existence, until it has now become, in the objective sense, almost nothing. Strictly speaking, this gradual diminution, which has finally reduced the average length of existence of the three-brain beings of that ill-fated planet to almost nothing, had not one, but many and varied causes. Among these, the first and principal cause was, of course, that nature had to adapt herself correspondingly in order to change their presence little by little into what it is now. As for the other causes, it must be said in all justice that they might never have arisen on that ill-fated planet had that first cause not occurred, from which, in my opinion, all the others followed, though, of course, very, very gradually. You will understand all this, my boy, in the course of my further tales about these three-brained beings. For the moment, I shall speak only of the first and principal cause, that is, of why and how great nature herself was compelled to take stock of their presence and to give it a new form. To begin with, you should know that throughout the universe there exist two kinds, or two principles, of duration of being existence. The first principle of being existence, called Phulasnatamnian, is proper to all three-brain beings arising on any planet of our great universe. And the fundamental meaning and aim of their existence is to serve as the vehicle for the transmission of cosmic substances necessary for the common cosmic trogo-auto-egocratic process. The second principle of being existence is the one to which all one-brained and two-brained beings are subject wherever they may arise. And the meaning and aim of the existence of these beings also consists in the transmutation through them of cosmic substances, which are required, in their case, not for purposes of common cosmic character, but for that solar system alone, or even for that planet alone, within which or upon which these one-brained and two-brained beings arise. In any event, to make clearer the strangeness of the psyche of those three-brained beings who have taken your fancy, you must know that in the beginning, after the organ Kundabuffer with all its properties had been removed from their presences, the duration of their existence conformed to the Phulasnatamnian principle, and that is to say, they were obliged to exist until there was coded in them and completely perfected in reason what is called the Kesjan body, or as they themselves later named it, the astral body, which, by the way, contemporary beings know of only by hearsay. But afterwards, my boy, for reasons you will learn about in the course of my further tales, they began to exist far too abnormally, in a way quite unbecoming to three-brain beings. So that, on the one hand, they ceased to emanate the vibrations required by nature for the maintenance of the detached fragments of their planet, while on the other, impelled by the chief peculiarity of their strange psyche, they began to destroy beings of other forms on their planet, thereby gradually diminishing the number of sources required for this purpose, and in order to obtain the equilibrium of the vibrations required, both in quality and quantity, nature herself was compelled to adapt the presence of the three-brain beings gradually to conform to the second principle, called etoklenots, that is, to actualize them in the same way as one-brained and two-brained beings. As regards the meaning of the principle etoklenots, I shall also especially explain it to you sometime. Meanwhile, remember that although in the beginning the reasons for the dwindling of the duration of existence of the three-brain beings of that planet were not dependent on them, yet later the main grounds for all the sad results were, and are even more so today, the abnormal conditions of external ordinary being existence that they themselves have established. owing to these conditions, the duration of their existence has become shorter and shorter, so that now, if one compares it with that of three-brained beings of other planets in the whole universe, the difference is as great as between their own duration of existence and that of the infinitesimal beings in the drop of water we took as an example. Do you understand now, my boy, that even the most great Herapas, that is time, has been compelled to actualize an obvious absurdity in the presence of these unfortunate three-brained beings who arise and exist on the planet Earth? In any case, thanks to all I've explained to you, you will be able to put yourself in the position and understand the, although merciless, yet always and in everything just, Herapas. Having uttered these words, Beelzebub became silent, and when he spoke again to his grandson, it was with a deep sigh. Eh, my dear boy. Later, when I've told you more about the three-brained beings of that ill-fated planet Earth, you will understand it all for yourself and form your own opinion about everything. You will understand very well that although the primary cause of the general chaos reigning on that ill-fated planet Earth was certain unforeseeingnesses from above on the part of various sacred individuals, nevertheless, the chief cause of all the evils that followed is to be found in the abnormal conditions of ordinary being existence they themselves gradually established and continue to establish down to the present time. In any case, my dear boy, when you learn more about these favorites of yours, not only will you see how pitiably short the duration of the existence of these unfortunates has become compared with the normal duration long since established as lawful for every kind of three-centered being in our great universe, but you will also understand that for the same reason, any normal being sensations whatsoever in regard to any cosmic phenomena have gradually disappeared and are now quite absent in them. Although, according to the objective reckoning of time, the beings of that ill-fated planet had their arising several decades ago, they have not as yet any being sensation of cosmic phenomena, as is proper to all three-centered beings of the whole universe, nor have these unfortunates even the least representation in their reason of the true cause of these phenomena. They do not even have an approximately correct representation of those cosmic phenomena that proceed around them on their own planet.